Let's go now to Matt Schlapp. He's the chairman of the American Conservative Union, and there's a whole bunch of things we'd like to hit with Matt. Matt, good morning.
Vince, how are you this morning?
Excellent. I know you're a busy man, so we're glad you could carve out a few minutes of your schedule. The White House set to release a budget today, including that long-awaited infrastructure plan. $1.5 trillion is the target in terms of American infrastructure investment, but they're saying $200 billion is the federal commitment. What can you tell us about this?
Well, I actually think that's a pretty reasonable approach. As you know, there's been a lot of big government spenders who think they've been trying to find every which way to push the Trump administration to spend a lot more than that, but the Trump administration is holding the line on having the lion's share of this money come from public-private partnerships and, advancing the permitting process, reforming the permitting process. As you know, just like with any project you try to get done in America these days, it takes so damn long, sometimes years, sometimes decades, just through the environmental permitting. And so it's a big step to try to make that easier to get these infrastructure projects off the ground.
Yeah, they say it takes sometimes 10 years to build a road. They'd like to shorten that to like 18 months, which would be a reasonable adjustment.
Yeah, the president's budget wants to cut approximately $3 trillion in spending over the next 10 years. Where does that money come from, and does it stand a chance of it actually being cut?
Well, that's a great question, Mary. And as you know, all the details for this budget started to emerge yesterday, and we'll get a much better look this week if we actually get time to talk about it, right? Because there's so many other things in the news always. But I think it's one of the most important things we can spend time talking. As we all know, the big elephant in the room, even for elephants, is entitlement spending, and that's what we have to get on top of as a country. If we don't, all this talk about discretionary spending, how much money we spend at these agencies and everything else will really not matter. It's the lion's share is coming from these entitlements. And, you know, I for one think the administration is open to a bipartisan approach on some of these questions, including welfare reform. But, I really do think on those questions, it's better for the country when they're bipartisan. Here's the real question. When it comes to all these questions of immigration, infrastructure, entitlement spending, do the Democrats really wish to work with Donald Trump at all? That's the big question on the table.
Yeah, we'll see. There are already early signs is no in 2018.
That's right.
And already, you know, with what few infrastructure program details we have, we're already getting some no's because they don't think it's enough. I also want to talk about a little bit of the stuff that's coming out of the White House. John Kelly over there, the general, is the chief of staff, and he's coming under a lot of sustained fire from the press and certainly Democrats at large who are looking for him to step down entirely. There were some reporting last week that he had offered to resign, this in the wake of the Rob Porter scandal, the idea that Porter had allegedly abused an ex-wife or two, and the White House finally found out about it and let him go. And there's questions about when John Kelly knew, and that's sort of why he's under pressure now. The White House again saying over the weekend, no, John Kelly's not going anywhere. The president has full faith in him. What do you know about this?
I know that when General Kelly found out about the severity of the situation, including the fact that ex-wives had come forward, that he moved quickly. And I think it was by mutual agreement that it was best for Rob Porter to step away from the staff. So I think he acted quickly in that case. On the case of an FBI investigation that takes a long time, you know, Mary and Vince, I served at the White House, and I remember my FBI background check. It takes longer than you think it should. It makes you nervous. I don't think it's unusual for background checks to be a little bit rangy.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you know that there's a question of domestic abuse or these serious questions, and not just if, hey, did you smoke a joint in college, which sometimes slows things down, on these more serious questions of your treatment of the women in your life, I think it's really important for the White House team, as soon as they know about it, to get right on top of it. And I think in General Kelly's defense, he believes that as soon as he realized the severity of the charges, he moved quickly.
Matt, want to talk to you about CPAC coming up next week. We will be there. Who else is going to be there? Who's going to be speaking?
Okay, so we'll have some big announcements this week, we hope. We're going to have some people that you guys know well from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, hopefully. And then we also have some great members of the cabinet who are coming. We've already announced Ben Carson, but there's a whole group of others who are going to come speak, and then of course your favorites from conservative groups, your favorites from the Hill. We've announced Ted Cruz, we've announced Mark Meadows, we've announced Jim Jordan. So there's a lot it's going to be a great event, because Mary, our view is that after a year of the Trump administration, conservatives who were nervous feel pretty excited about what the president has been getting done in every area they care about. Let me stress that, every area. It's not just on the economy. It's on everything.
Yep.
And now the question is, what do we do in the all-important the rest of 2018 as we get ready for these elections? And if the Democrats aren't going to play ball, are Republicans and conservatives going to stand together and push back on the New York Times narrative that Republicans are about ready to get their teeth knocked in November?
Well, we'll be at CPAC to track it. Matt Schlapp, chairman of the American Conservative Union, thanks so much for joining us this morning, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Chat with you again soon. 7:23 here on WML.